If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy and Sylvest, Paul Nolte. Good morning, Paul. Well, May was a pretty good month for the market, best in a couple of years. Good recovery, wasn't it?
It was a fabulous recovery, and it was almost across the board. We saw gold prices go up. We saw the equity markets go up. We saw international stocks go up, and bond yields go up. That was the only black spot, if you will, in the portfolio, is that the yields rose, so the value of the bonds went down a little bit. And that was, I think, due in large part not necessarily to the tariffs and the 90-day pause, but I think more about the politics in Washington as we get legislation working its way through Congress and worries about higher deficits. But all in all, a very good month gets us to about the flat line now, year to date.
Lately, summer has been pretty good as far as returns are concerned, right?
Yeah, no, it's the sell in May and go away mantra that many on Wall Street adhere to. But really, over the last 5-6 years, the summer months have actually been pretty good. So selling in May has actually been detrimental to the portfolio. And it's been one of those where, again, you look at what's been occurring with, especially since post-COVID, is we've had a lot of money coming into the economy, both from the federal government as well as relatively easy interest rates from the Federal Reserve. That has bolstered stock prices. And so we don't have the seasonality factors that we used to have, if you will, where the summer months tended to be kind of poor for the markets before they start ramping up going into the end of the year.
Are we going to start hearing about IPOs and leveraged buyouts? What do you think?
Oh, we're hearing a little bit. I mean, there was an expectation that there would be a lot more coming because of the Trump presidency and maybe a little bit easier SEC regulations and a desire to see a lot more IPOs. We've seen some, and we've seen some buyout activity, but it's still nowhere near what I think some of the expectations were for the beginning of the year. And I think there may be, too, a little bit of hesitancy for buyouts due in large part to tariffs. Do I want to buy your issues when I'm still dealing with mine? Mm-hmm. So some of that has kept the buyout activity on the back burner.
What is the effect on people and also businesses now trying to get ahead of any price increases due to tariffs?
You know, we did see some of that activity in March and maybe even early April, where we saw imports rise dramatically. We saw spending pick up dramatically, again, as both businesses and consumers tried to get ahead of price increases. So as a result of that, when you pull forward a lot of that activity, the subsequent months are not nearly as strong. And we're seeing some of that, at least, in some of the retail sales and in some of the business spending. We will see a little bit more of that, I think, in the coming months. And it will be interesting to see what happens when we get past July 9th, which is that 90-day window that Trump outlined back in April. And see what happens with tariffs at that point. But today, tariffs are still higher than where they were at the beginning of the year. So there will be some impact as we go through the year.
We get job numbers on Friday. Have any predictions for us?
I try not to.
I don't blame you.
Because, I mean, the error rate is so high, and the volatility of those numbers is very high. The expectations were about 125,000, and the unemployment rate to stay at 4.2. That 125,000 is pretty much what the economy needs to keep employment where it's at. What we're seeing from a lot of the other data points is companies are not really willing to lay off a lot of people. They're kind of wait and see. They're also not hiring a ton of people. We'll get the JOLTS data a little bit later this morning, job openings data, and they'll probably see that come down a little bit. So there will probably be about one job opening for every unemployed person. That was as high as three a couple years ago. So that's come down. It's a little bit harder to find a job today than it was just a couple years ago.
So now the stock market is back into expensive territory, and I guess a lot of folks waiting for the next dip, but trying to time the market is a pretty chancy proposition, isn't it?
It is, because, we saw it in April. Trump comes out with his tariffs, and then a week or two later says, hey, we're going to put a 90-day moratorium on this. And if you're trying to time the market, you're timing it based on whatever is being tweeted out via social media, and there's no rhyme or reason to it. So you're left with fundamentals and taking a look at, okay, what is the economy doing? What are the individual stocks doing, companies doing, earnings, et cetera? And the timing that, again, is very, very difficult. You are better off sticking to the fundamentals and the economic data.
My dad used to say it's kind of like Las Vegas, isn't it?
It can be. It is now. It didn't used to be, and it's not the way the markets operate. But yes, now it is a little bit more casino-like.
Yeah. Paul Nolte, Murphy & Silvest. Thank you, Paul. We'll see you in the casino again next Tuesday.
Keeping my money close.
Have a good one.